latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Manchester City headlines. Pep Guardiola described Kevin De Bruyne as being on another level after the playmaker put in another superb performance as Manchester City maintained their 100% start to the season with a 4-0 thrashing of Bournemouth. Well, De Bruyne was the standout player in a brilliant team display by City at the Etihad Stadium, where goals from him, Kelechi Iheanacho and Raheem Sterling, along with Ilkay Gundogan, secured a fifth straight Premier League win and eighth from eight games in all competitions this term. And Guardiola said of De Bruyne, "I think he is special, an outstanding player. He makes everything. Without the ball, he's the first fighter, and with the ball, he is clear. He sees absolutely everything. Every time he makes the right decision, that is why he is a player on another level. We are lucky to have him, and I hope he can enjoy playing his amazing football with us." Well, asked if he thought De Bruyne was the Premier League's best player, Guardiola said, "I don't know. Of course, he is one of the best. There is no doubt about that. But to be the best, it depends on what you are going to win. If you are able to win titles, there will be a chance for that. Maybe I'm wrong." Well, when he was asked about how De Bruyne ranked among the great players he has managed, well, the ex-Bayern Munich and Barcelona boss said he's certainly one of them. When we talk about Messi, maybe he can sit alone in the table with no one else allowed, but in the table beside, Kevin can sit there. Well, by starting the season with eight successive victories, Guardiola City have achieved something unprecedented by the club. The Spaniard played down the significance of that, emphasising instead that the important thing was winning again only 3 days after the victory over Borussia Mönchengladbach. Guardiola said numbers are numbers and records will be beaten. What is important is we won a game just 3 days after a Champions League game, which is always tough. And Bournemouth were until now the best team with the ball we have faced. The other teams have played long balls.